Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the madness begins, and I can't wait. I love the brackets. I love the NCAA tournament, and somebody else that loves everything about college basketball just as much as I do. His name is Myron Metcalf from ESPN, who is just, man, he's one of the premier talents. He also, you know, does a column in the Minnesota Star Tribune, but with ESPN, he does ESPN Radio, he does sideline reporting, and he recently did some announcing. Myron joins us courtesy of the John Schuster-Cole Becker Hotline. First off, Myron, it's been a minute since we chatted, man, but hey, man, I'm so happy for you and all the success, bro.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, just, you know, trying to expand my horizons a little bit, man. It's been fun.
How was the announcing? That takes a particular type of talent and skill.
It was fun, man. No, it was really fun. Yeah, enjoyed play-by-play. I've done it for TV, but not for radio. So radio's a little different. A lot more description. I mean, I don't think I've ever talked that much in 2 hours of my entire life, man. But it was a fun experience, man. I really enjoyed it.
All right, let's get to the NCAA bracket for this year. When I look at the bracket, I think that obviously the main thing that people were talking about yesterday in all the breakdowns, because I love Jay Billis. He's like my favorite analyst out there, whatever. And just all the conversations, both on radio and on television, was about North Carolina. You're a reasonable guy. You cover the sport as well as anybody. Did you think that North Carolina's resume or their lack of having those lack of big quality wins, do you think they were worthy of getting a bid or getting in?
No, certainly not over a team like West Virginia. I mean, I did 3 or 4 games for TV with North Carolina. I just don't think they had it. You know, whether it was the eye test, I know the committee was talking about the metrics, but it's like, well, they were 1-12 in the most important category, which was quad one opportunities, right? So it just doesn't make a lot of sense as to how they got in. Bubba Cunningham, the AD, chairing the committee, it's just a bad look in a situation like that. But I really don't know how you could look at North Carolina, which, you know, was getting destroyed by a Duke team that didn't have Cooper Flagg in the ACC tournament semifinals, and then a West Virginia team that has been competitive. Like, to me, the question is always, when you have a team on the bubble, do you think they can advance? I mean, West Virginia is a top 15 defensive team. They have wins over Gonzaga, Arizona, Kansas. So they have been a really, really good team throughout this season, and North Carolina doesn't have any of those wins. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's any justification for North Carolina to get into the field, and I think a lot of people are going to have questions going forward about the process.
I think typically a lot of people look at the NCAA tournament and think that it's rather wide open for the most part, because we've seen some parity at times in NCAA basketball. But when you look at people filling out their brackets and you look at the pundits that are talking on television, it sounds like everybody is riding Auburn, everybody's riding Duke, everybody's riding Florida and Houston. There are a few people that have stepped out on a limb and said, like, you know, they thought that Michigan State can maybe potentially make a run, or that Tennessee is really, really good. Do you think that it's down to maybe 5 or 6 teams that you think could cut down the nets, or do you think it's more wide open than that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think the top 4 seeds are really, really strong and maybe have even separated themselves from the rest of the field. I mean, Florida's playing the best basketball in America right now. Auburn has been the best team in the country throughout the season. Cooper Flagg and Duke, when they're together, they can beat anybody. Obviously, they have a win over Auburn on December 4th. And then a Houston team that has just been unbeatable since November 30th. So I think you have 4 teams where it wouldn't shock me if they're all in the Final Four, if you tell me they're healthy. But you also have a lot of teams like right below that where you go, okay, Tennessee, you know how good they can be. Alabama and the SEC, I think the Big Ten teams, Michigan State, Michigan are fascinating and have the goods to make a run as well. But those top 4 seeds might be a cut above the rest.
Yeah, we're talking to Myron Metcalf from ESPN here on the Lake Show, News Talk, K30WCCO. I think of the number 1 seeds, at least in my opinion, from the games that I've watched this year. To me, Duke, when completely healthy, is the best. And the reason why I say that, Myron, is because Cooper Flagg is amazing. I've always loved his game, going back to watching the highlight reels and stuff of him in high school and his development at Duke. I think that he is absolutely one of those dynamic, stellar, you know, star athletes and players. But I think that the other pieces around him fit perfectly. And the thing about Duke this year is that there is a level of toughness and just how good defensively they are at times that is a game changer versus some of the other teams.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they're talented, man, top to bottom, right? I think bringing in guys like Mason Gillis, Cyan James, you got veterans next to those freshmen. College basketball history, though, says it's hard for young teams to win. And as a matter of fact, the last team that was led by one-and-done talent that won a national championship was the Duke team that won in 2015 with Tyus Jones and Jahlil Okafor a decade ago. So it's just difficult to be led by a first-year player and to win it all. But I do think Cooper Flagg's one of the best we've seen as a freshman, and he's surrounded by guys like Khan Knipple, Kamon Maluach, obviously a 7'2" kid who's going to be a top pick in the NBA draft as well. So they have a lot of the pieces, and when they're rolling, they are just hard to beat. Plus, they're playing some of the best defense in America as well. My question is, Cooper Flagg will be available, but is he the same Cooper Flagg coming off the sprained ankle? We don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
So I kind of got to see him this weekend before I can feel like Duke can make that run.
Now, when you look at some of the teams that are not top-notch seeds, and we talk about upsets, because that's what drives the tournament, right? Everybody wants to know where the upsets are lurking. What are, from what you've researched so far in terms of looking at the brackets, what would be maybe a kind of a standout game that people should be targeting or looking at with the possibility of a key upset?
I think there are a bunch of them. I mean, in the South region, UC San Diego at Michigan, that's a UC San Diego team that forces a lot of turnovers. They put a lot of pressure on you, and they can shoot it. So I think that's going to be a tough game for Michigan. Potentially, Yale beat Auburn last year in the first round. They're playing A&M. I think that's a pretty popular pick for an upset, I think, in that region as well. Colorado State playing a shorthanded Memphis team, potentially Tyrese Hunter maybe out for that game. And Colorado State has been the hottest team in America, one of the hottest teams. Nate Clifford, I think, will be a household name by the end of the weekend. I think he's that good. So I think that's certainly another upset possibility. Akron, Arizona. Akron's won 21 of their last 22 games. They've been a great offensive team during that stretch. Arizona looks great when Caleb Love is playing well. But I just think Akron, man, that's going to be a tough out against a team that maybe just doesn't remember how to lose. And then BYU, I think, can be an Elite Eight team. They're playing VCU in the opening round. They've been the best offensive team in America for the last month. So I think that's also a game to watch. And then I think in the Midwest, you got McNeese against Cleveland. Will Wade's won 57 games over his last 2 years at McNeese. And then High Point Purdue, Kamani Hamilton and company, they're legit. That's a tough team full of older dudes, I think, who will make it hard on that Purdue team.
You know that I'm a Rock Chalk Jayhawk guy. You know I love my Kansas Jayhawks, man. It ain't in the cards for us this year, bro. I mean, they can win a game or two, but that's about it at the max. But I'm struggling to pick them coming out of the first round. I just think that Arkansas, I think that's actually kind of a tough draw for them. I know that Hunter Dickinson is a big boy and all that stuff, whatever. But I don't know. That's kind of one of a very – all the games are interesting to me because I love college basketball like that. But that's a very intriguing matchup to see Coach Cal go up against Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Self and Cal, right? But they don't care about storylines, apparently, according to the committee. and if Cal wins that game, he get advanced to play Rick Pitino in the second round. So it is fascinating. I mean, here's the thing in the NCAA tournament. I would rather have an effort issue or an efficiency issue than a personnel issue. Kansas doesn't have a personnel issue, right? The pieces are there. They just haven't played well together. For a long stretch,
I don't like our guards. There's a couple things I don't like. I don't like our guards because Zeke Mayo was kind of a one-dimensional, you know, catch and shoot guy. Our point guard Dwan, I like him. He's one of those. He's a gamer, right? Like he's a gamer, but he's not a guy that they don't have anybody highly skilled at the guard position. Is one of the issues.
You at Kansas, y'all been driving Ferraris for 20 years, and now all of a sudden an Escalade pulls up and you don't know what to do with it. Wait a minute. This isn't a luxury car.
Nah, we're driving Maximus now, man.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, but it's paid off and it's a 2025. So, like, everybody relax in Kansas. This is a down year for Kansas. But if you look on paper, they got three of the best transfers out of the transfer portal. And I went to one of the first practices at Kansas, man. And it looked like they had it all. Bill Self was happy with the team. They just haven't brought it all together. AJ Storr, I think, is still in his head.
Yep.
Riley Griffin is a guy who can play at a high level. Just hasn't. Dwan Harris and KJ Adams have won national championships. So, again, I'd rather have an effort and efficiency issue than a personnel thing. Arkansas bringing Boogie Flan back. I don't know if they're better with Boogie Flan, and the Deuce Hero might be out. So I think there are personnel issues at Arkansas that Kansas actually doesn't have to deal with.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm not a Hunter Dickinson fan. I'm a massive Kansas fan. Everybody knows that. I just – the flop in and just the extra stuff I can't get with. He has his moments for the squad. And, yes, you're right. It's a drop-off this year. But with Darren Peterson, we back next year, baby. We on everybody's next year. Darren Peterson's the real deal. I cannot wait. All right. Final
Bill going to be there?
You know something?
No, I'm just wondering, man. I think it's Bill Self going to be there. That's, you know.
I think he's going to be there.
So, we'll
see. I think he's going to be there.
Okay.
If Darren Peterson is going to be there, I think the Bill's going to be there. All right, final couple of things from Myron Metcalf here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Who you got as your final four?
I'm pretty chalked, man. I got Auburn, Florida. I do have Duke, and I got Tennessee. But Houston's good, man. Like, Miles Uzon, Emmanuel Sharp, L.J. Crier, and they won the Big 12 tournament without Juwan Roberts. So I think they're legit, man.
Is he going to be back?
It sounds like he will be.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like he sat out more as a precaution than anything else. But, I mean, they won the Big 12 tournament without him being available. That shows you how good they are.
Yep. And the last thing is, I tweeted this yesterday because I was on the horn with somebody in the know on Saturday. I fully expect that Nico Medved from Colorado State, who is the current head coach, who's done a phenomenal job there, I expect him to be the next University of Men's Gopher basketball coach. Just your thoughts on maybe Nico. Have you heard anything about the coaching search? Just what is your opinions on that since the news broke last week that they were not bringing back Ben Johnson?
Well, I thought that was a mistake. I mean, I don't think they supported Ben the way you have to win in this era. I've heard a lot about Nico. I expect the same thing. But what changes? I think Nico's a great coach. You look at what Colorado State has done. Will he have the support? The first thing that has to happen if you hire Nico or anybody else is there has to be a campaign to build a new arena. You are not going to attract elite talent in this era without fancy buildings and facilities. You need a new arena. You also need to commit to NIL. And I know rev sharing is coming, but you got to be able to commit to the full ceiling of rev sharing, whatever that may be in the Big Ten. So I think there just has to be a greater financial investment for Nico or anybody else to be able to fully succeed here. So I think you saw Tubby run into the same challenges. Richard Pitino, Mountain West Coach of the Year, he had his challenges. You have a guy in Ben Johnson who played in the state, played for the Gophers. He had his challenges. I think the University of Minnesota has to decide if it wants to play at this level and what it's willing to invest to be that.
Hey, Myron, always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the tournament, man. I look forward to catching up with you real soon. Hey, where are you going to be at? What region where are you headed for the opening week?
My house with my TVs.
Oh,
that's the best place to be. But then I'll go to the South next week.
Oh, you'll go to the South.
I'll follow Auburn if they advance. But I'll be in Atlanta next week.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon, bro.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. That's Myron Metcalf joining us here on The Lake Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.